It was billed as a major address on Wendy Davis's plan for building the Texas economy. And for 30 minutes in her hometown of Fort Worth, the Democratic candidate covered a lot of familiar territory. She said a strong economy begins with better education. Full-day pre-kindergarten for all Texas four-year-olds, less standardized testing, and greater access to college credits while in high school.
We've got to make college more accessible and affordable by doubling the number of college credit hours available to high school students and by doubling the number of early college high schools throughout the state.
Davis also appealed to the business community as she called for the state to do more to build and maintain highways and to move faster to ensure an adequate water supply. She acknowledged that would cost money and questioned how opponent Greg Abbott would deliver on infrastructure needs when he's pledged to limit spending.
You cannot simultaneously say that you're going to cap investments in the future of this state while also arguing that you'll be a governor who will bring forward a vision that implements the necessary investment to support our growing water and transportation infrastructure needs. You cannot have it both ways.
Davis did not offer deep details about how she'd pay for her plan, but said a tax hike is not on the table. She's previously talked about jump-starting projects and education by using oil and gas tax money in the growing rainy day fund. And she repeated a call to make money available by closing tax loopholes.
As governor, I'll ask the legislature to re-examine every single tax loophole that is currently on our books. Loopholes through which we give up $43.9 billion a year in tax revenue.
As Davis was preparing for her address, Abbott was releasing a TV ad that features his in-laws talking in Spanish about the candidate's values.
I'm not at all surprised that Greg Abbott feels like he needs to do damage control in the Latino community following his Republican Party's convention platform.
The Republican platform dropped support for a guest worker program and called for repealing in-state tuition for undocumented students who graduated from Texas high schools. Davis will be center stage next week as the Texas Democratic Party holds its convention in Dallas. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.